In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the Dirty Poll think of the college football playoff?
It's that time of week, baby. Well, look, you know me. I certainly had a lot of disagreements with things that were not only said but done last night and the ranking committee, and we'll get to that in due time.
Okay.
The way we'll structure this, I'll tweet out the graphic so you'll get a sense of who the top 12 teams are.
We finally have a playoff graphic.
We do not have a – Jake couldn't make one. I asked him a couple of times, and he did not – I gave up. I said, okay, that's fine.
I made Jake uncomfortable yesterday.
You do that to a lot of people. That's a normal occurrence for you.
I told him he smelled good.
That made him feel uncomfortable?
He had an interesting reaction.
Nobody ever tells me I smell good.
It's because you don't really smell at all.
I just don't have a scent.
You're not bad.
No, not bad. Just nothing.
Do you smell me?
No, not really.
I put a little stuff on.
Do you? I don't put anything. I mean, I wear deodorant, but that's about it.
I do a spray.
You spray? You spray before I go?
No, like a
Now, do you go straight on, or you do the spray and walk?
I take my shirt off.
Oh, you spray the chest.
I do a spray walk, and then I do a little on the neck.
Look at you, dude.
Well, if you get close enough, I want you to smell me.
We're face-to-face, just in case?
Yeah, if we're hugging. I no problem with me smelling good. I know another person smells really awful, and that's what led me to tell Jake he smelled good. I said, thank you, Jake. You smell good. And he kind of just looked at
thanks
me.
Thanks for brightening the office, Jake.
He just stared at me, and he's like, thanks.
Thanks. I don't really know what to say here. A little uncomfortable. First two out on Bubble Watch, mainly because, you know, we got to let the G6 in. We might have to let the ACC in. I have BYU at 12. Not making the playoff this year in my bracket. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but congrats on a great season. I don't think they're going to beat Texas Tech on Saturday.
I don't either.
I have Notre Dame at 11. Sorry, Notre Dame. You got two big games. You lost them both. Nice win over USC, but that's the only really good thing on your resume all year. You played a bunch of nobodies other than that. Sorry, Notre Dame. We'll see you next year.
Juracek told me they had a really dominant win over a good Stanford team.
42-20. So here we go. Your top four byes will go to one Ohio State. This is as of right now, so this obviously shake up. But Ohio State and Indiana are locks to get first-round byes.
I agree.
Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia 3. And ladies and gentlemen, they've done it. I think the resume is strong enough. When you look at the Sagarin rankings and the teams that they've beaten in terms of advanced metrics and where they should rank outside of an AP poll, I think Oregon's resume is better than Texas Tech's. Texas Tech's best win is BYU, which is a very good win. I'd pick Oregon to beat BYU by double digits as well. I think BYU is in line with a USC or a Washington, and I have Oregon as the number four seed in my college football playoff.
Time out.
You need 2 minutes? Coming at you too fast?
So I'm very confused by – we need to sort this out. I guess we should communicate this off the air, but
what do you
on
got?
The air producing – so you're doing a playoff bracket because that's how this is at this point of year.
You asked me to start doing a playoff bracket.
Correct.
Yes.
You think Texas Tech is winning their conference?
Yes. This is my poll. I'm not doing what I think the committee is going to do. This is my poll.
Right.
Yes.
And Oregon has jumped Tech.
I think it's more impressive to go 11-1 in the Big Ten than win the Big 12.
Okay.
Cute little conference you got down there. Had to play Colorado this year, huh? That was tough. Texas Tech is your 5 seed.
Didn't you play Rutgers?
Don't worry about it. Rutgers is better than Colorado. Rutgers can actually throw the ball. Texas Tech is your 5 seed. They will take on the 12 seed. I think North Texas is going to beat Tulane this weekend. I like their passing attack going into that game. I think they're playing better going into the game.
You're doubting them?
They've hung 50 on three consecutive opponents.
Yeah.
And I know the head coach is leaving, but hey, that's the same situation at Tulane. I think North Texas gets the win on Saturday night. I will be watching that game because in the real committee rankings, Oregon will have a chance to play the winner of that game. So I think North Texas is your 12 seed.
I'm all in on that game as well. I do like watching those games at this point of the season.
I mean, now I got to figure it out. I also have to watch the ACC title game. We'll get to them because I think Virginia's going to do it. I think they're going to avoid the doomsday scenario of Duke winning the ACC. And I think Virginia wins that conference. They will be the 11 seed playing the 6 seed, Texas A&M, fresh off their first loss of the year. So Virginia goes on the road to Texas A&M. Then you would get number 7, Ole Miss. My committee, similar to the actual committee, give them credit, does not punish Ole Miss for losing their head coach, nor should they be punished for it. And the news yesterday that their offensive coordinator will be back for
Charlie
the playoff
Weiss,
run,
yep.
So they allowed that. Thank you, Lane. Did God tell you to do that one as well? They will be hosting Alabama in the first round of the college football playoff. And your last but not least matchup, probably the juiciest of them all. Now that we have a complete picture of how things look, I don't mind punishing teams in the middle of the season. I don't mind saying, hey, you've lost 2 out of 3 games. There need to be some sort of repercussion for this.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the story is done and you have head-to-head examples on multiple occasions and when they actually played the game, because one of the teams won. They also beat Pitt by a wider margin. They beat Stanford by a wider margin. And they beat North Carolina State by a wider margin. Now, all of those games were blowouts. But the wider margin team in all three examples was Miami over Notre Dame. And Miami is my 8 seed hosting Oklahoma.
I do want to talk about that because I actually, for the first time yesterday, I ended up watching Carolina-Kentucky last night. That was a delightful basketball game. Came down to the wire. Go Tar Heels.
Yeah.
But I, for the first time all year, I actually caught, I literally turned it on right before he asked the Notre Dame-Miami question. And I'm like, God, the timing on this. Let me sit down and watch this Juracek cat. And when Reese Davis asked him, he looked like he stared at somebody behind the camera, froze for a second of trying to explain his way out of a box, and then basically said that these teams, they can be moved even if they're idle this weekend, which is like the most obvious. We will put Miami ahead of Notre Dame if certain things do happen this weekend.
Essentially, if the noise is loud enough, we'll cower and change our course. Because neither of them are playing. How do you change the ranking with neither of them playing?
I don't have a lot on your dirty poll ranking. Totally fine with most of it. Here is my question to you guys, and we can carry this over on the other side because we've got audio here. I'm legitimately curious, how is a Notre Dame fan spinning that they should be in over Miami? If this was my Beavs, if this was your Ducks, if this was a Cougar, a Husky, whoever. How legitimately are you making an argument today that your records are the same, you've lost the head-to-head, your common opponents, they've outscored more than you, you're making the claim that you should be in over them?
At this point, there is no claim left.
I want you to ponder this. Legitimately, if this is your team, and it's another team in a different conference, and you're sitting in the same situation.
Yeah.
Are you putting on your glasses and rah-rah, my team's better eye test? Or are you saying out loud, they should get in over us, they beat us head-to-head?
Here's a scenario for you. Washington doesn't lose to Wisconsin. They don't put their heads up their butt, and they play in the snow, and they win that game. And then they beat Oregon last weekend in Seattle. Both teams would be 10-2. I would not be arguing this week that Oregon should be ranked ahead of Washington.
Because I can't believe there is legitimately Notre Dame fans that are
fans
like
are
yelling.
Stupid. Yeah, fans are fanatics.
That they should be in over Miami. And I don't know how you make the argument.
They are the only people that are left making the argument. I didn't mind having the teams flip-flop a little bit in the rankings and saying, hey, you know what? In the month of October, early November, Miami lost 2 of 3 games on their schedule. They weren't playing good. Notre Dame was playing good. Like, I was okay to leave it open for interpretation. That's until you get to the final picture.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.